minutes ago.
No, Curtis wasn't quite.
All right. Welcome, everyone. We are here at 10:02 on Tuesday, January 31st, 2023, for the Board of Davis County Commissioners public meeting. And very excited to have you all here with us. see if I want to review any of the normal info. Taking public comments today. We just came from a work session. Thanks for your patience as we wrap that up and transitioned. And I am not skipping the Pledge of Allegiance. I need to get into the rhythm of asking someone ahead, and I haven't today.
I'm more than happy to.
Commissioner Bob Stevenson, will you please lead us in our pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a couple of items for presentations, and it looks like the first one will be from Ashley Young, our Animal Care Director. This is the presentation of the Volunteer Programming for Maximum Impact VPMI Gold Designation from YouServe Utah, the State of Utah's Commission on Service and Volunteerism.
Hi there, thank you. Unfortunately, my volunteer manager, Samantha Bradley, couldn't be in today, but I just wanted to share this volunteer designation with the commission. We are one of only five in the state of Utah who has achieved this gold designation, and we're the only one in Davis County, so it's a pretty big deal. Our volunteer manager, Samantha Bradley, she had to achieve 9 evidence items for things that include sustainability for our volunteer program, job descriptions, recruitment and retention of our volunteers. We currently do have 938 active volunteers at Animal Care of Davis County. It's a big number. And she's really doing such a great job making sure that they're getting the training, the support, and we're keeping them to help the animals in our care. So I just wanted to share.
Thank you. Ashley, just a second. I'm going to just pause. Because this is a huge deal. The volunteerism, the program that we have in our health department, RSVP is a national program and also very successful. And I don't remember, know if I know the numbers of the volunteers, but it's robust, very successful. 938 active volunteers. I mean, that's almost the size of the employee count for Davis County.
Yeah.
Managing that really well, for sustainability and for, you know, the success of a program, that is just remarkable. No wonder that we received this designation.
Yeah, we oftentimes have, you know, triple the number of volunteers in our building that we do staff, and they are ingrained in every part of our operations, from, you know, cleaning kennels and dishes and laundry to making sure our pets are getting attention and care, because on average we have anywhere from 100 to 200 animals in our care, and our staff couldn't do that alone.
No.
So they're a huge, huge part of our operations, and we're really grateful for them.
Yeah, I don't know how we get the word out to all of those volunteers. I'm sure you have a way to do that, but we see them. I see them particularly. I see them when I go up to the trails that are thankfully right next to our facility, and there are volunteers going on those trails, walking those animals, because currently it's a difficult environment with the noise level in there and the stress that it is for dogs to be in there. And, you know, I don't know, maybe the cats seem happier when I go into the cat room, but it's hard, right? And the key is the exercise and the better environment that you work so hard to create for them in those circumstances. And so, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, our next item is another presentation of the letter from the Library Board of Directors to the Davis County Board of Commissioners recommending entering into preliminary conversations with city representatives regarding capital construction in the south end of the county. Big deal here. We had another work session about this yesterday.
Right. I think it's funny that so many years worth of effort come down to three very short three paragraph letter. So
yeah,
it's pretty self-explanatory. I think the library board is making a recommendation, hoping that the commission is on the same page and ready to work with the cities in the South End. So.
And I just want to really compliment my colleagues yesterday. We had a lot of meetings back to back yesterday afternoon, and they were very engaged and very interested in this, in all of the data that was presented and the discussion around it. So
yeah, we're already running some data based on the questions we got, so we appreciate the input.
Right. Yeah, very good. Anything else to say about that?
It's very exciting to see this coming together.
It really is. It's been a lot of years in the making, preceding even Commissioner Stevenson and I.
You know, Josh, just one thing real quick that I thought was actually fairly impressive, and that was as you put your figures together and you were showing how we can, by being smarter, we can save quite a bit of money in the process with what we're doing there. And I think that's something all government needs to learn and practice. So thank you.
Thanks.
And I completely agree with that. And the data, using data to help us and inform us and make decisions based on data is a big deal. And I have particularly appreciated the data that shows the cost of operating and maintaining a facility once it's built. Because as we've learned so many times in our county, the fact that to build it is expensive, but the bigger expense is maintaining that for the decades to come and staffing it, right? To understand that data has been very useful. So thank you so much for preparing that data. It's something we'll probably want to use in other departments as well. Yeah. Okay, very good. Thanks, Josh. And the letter just asked the board, or the board chair of the libraries. I'm not even seeing in my, oh, here it is. Yeah, here we go. I'm just going to read this. On January 12, 2023, the Davis County Library Board of Directors met to discuss priorities for library services in Davis County. We were also made aware that Library Director Josh Johnson will be presenting information to you in a work session. That was yesterday's work session. On behalf of the Library Board, I propose moving forward to address the aging facilities at the Bountiful Branch. Current options include rebuilding on site and rebuilding at another location. And we had some of that discussion yesterday. As part of capital construction deliberations, we propose that appropriate library staff and their county counterparts open discussions with cities in the South End, which we've already started that and there will be more, of the county regarding what land and other options are available to us as we move forward. Once we know what we have to work with, we being the library board, we can better decide how best to proceed. And that is signed by Mary Lynn Morgan. She's currently the board vice chair of Davis County Library System. So it's short enough to read into the record. Thank you for that. Okay, now it's time for public comment. If there are people who would like to address the commission for about 3 minutes or so, you can come to the podium and just state your name. We would love to hear from you. Okay, seeing none, we will move on to our business in action. And Ashley's getting a workout today. She has several items for us to consider. In Animal Care Director, Ashley Young.
Hi, Commissioners. Thank you again. Animal Care of Davis County has been working since last year with our city managers of Davis County to come together for some unified animal care and control ordinances. We are finally at the point where Davis County is looking to adopt those. The first one is an ordinance creating Title 6, Chapter 12, Section 070 of the Davis County Code regarding our annual additional animal permit. This does allow Davis County residents to have up to 4 animals if they qualify and get accepted for this permit. Item number 2 is the adoption of the ordinance amending Title 6, Chapter 32, Section 010 of the Davis County Code to include the fee for the additional pet permit as referenced in number 1, and that is a $100 fee every year for the additional pet permit as discussed in work session several months ago. Number 3 is the adoption of ordinance amending Title 6, Chapter 12, Section 060 regarding the Davis County pet limit. We are adding in some exemptions in there for registered service dogs, as well as a language change. The current ordinance reads that you can have two pets and you can have a third if it's adopted from a rescue organization. And we are making it three pets across the board, regardless of where you source them from. Number four is a ratification of the memo of understanding with Rough Haven Crisising Sheltering. They are wanting to co-host a free vaccine clinic with us on April 16th of 2023, and that will be up at Animal Care of Davis County for our Davis County residents.
And there's no finance on that, and it begins April 16th, 2023, ends the same day.
It does indeed. Yep, one day event, just for a couple hours.
Thank you. Ashley, any questions?
Nope. I'll make a motion. We approve items 1 through 4 presented to us by Ashley Young.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Ashley. Thanks also to Sydney for being with us in work sessions and commission meeting. Good job. Okay, next up is, why does it say commission office?
It's
assessors, yeah. So is this, this is an assessor's office.
Well, it's not. So it's a kind of taxes, but they just asked me to present them.
Okay, great. Thank you. Assessor Lisa Manning.
Thank you. So we have an application for an abatement of taxes for parcel 14-562-0001, which is owned by the Sun Meadows Homeowners Association and is used as common area. It wasn't recorded properly, and so they were taxed in 2020 and 2021, which meant they were double taxed. And so they are asking for an abatement of taxes in the amount of $2,171.73.
Great.
Okay. We had a work session on this one, so I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Lisa. Let's see, so also from the commission office, looks like, are you presenting this one, Randy? Yes.
I think you.
Oh, you think me? Yeah. All right.
Private event.
Oh, very good. Yes. Okay, I do know about this one. All right. So we have the applicant, Cammy. This is the first ever since our new facilities policy. So we're gaining our experience with this, Tammy. Thanks for your patience. So this is according to policy. If there is a request for a temporary use agreement, then it comes to the Board of Commissioners. And so, temporary use agreement with Cammy Rasband for the use of the Davis County Commission Chambers for a private event. I'll just say the terms because you don't have to do all this. Beginning, it's just also just a one day, even like a 15-minute event, beginning February 3rd, 2023, and ending that day. So Tammy, go ahead and share with us.
I'm requesting to use the chambers about 2 o'clock this Friday for the marriage of my daughter in order to accommodate 6 parents who feel entitled to be there and a few other people. We've agreed to not do anything other than come in and get out. And we've asked for you to officiate, so if you're okay to that, we appreciate that as well. That's kind of the gist, is just to get the...
I make a motion that we approve item 6.
And I'll approve it if Commissioner Stevenson officiates. Just I move approval.
There's more to this story, for sure. And I'll just add that, yes, normally the limitation based on space for these marriages that occur by the county clerk, it accommodates a couple of people, typically in addition to the couple being married, right? And because Tammy has explained that there are actually 6 parents who very much want to be able to see the ceremony, which is very, very brief, that they've asked for this exception to be held in this very room and won't disrupt the chair set up or anything else. It'll be just pretty quick and simple the way they are downstairs as well. And I have agreed that I would be willing to do that. So, all right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Next from our Community and Economic Development Department, we have our grant administrator. Oh, no. We have Kent Anderson, director, who's going to present these next items 7 through 10. Thanks, Kent.
Thanks, Commissioner. I want to jump up real quick before you said that.
And I missed it.
Item number seven, so Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. Item number seven is an approval of a CDBG subrecipient agreement with the Bountiful Community Food Pantry to purchase a food truck in order to increase their service capacity to support increased demand created by the COVID-19 pandemic. Terms payable in the amount, and this is a correction, it's not $4,500, it's $45,000, beginning 1-1-2023 to 12-31-2023. Item number eight is an approval of a CDBG subrecipient agreement with the Davis Behavioral Health to hire a full-time therapist in an effort to handle the increased demand of low-income resident, Davis County residents in need of mental health services that was created by the COVID-19 pandemic. Terms payable in the amount of $96,475, beginning 1-1-2023 to 12-31-2023. Item number nine is an approval of a CDBG subrecipient agreement with the Davis County Health Department Senior Services to install automatic ADA-compliant entry doors to the entrance of the South Davis Senior Center and remodel the bathrooms. Terms payable in the amount of $80,000 beginning 1-1-2023 to 12-31-2023. Finally, item number 10 is an approval of a request from Farmington City Police Department to use the Legacy Event Center parking lot at no cost for officer trainings. These trainings are going to be approaching a vehicle they had just pulled over, so they're not going to be doing anything crazy in the parking lot, but just practicing on approaching a vehicle they've just pulled over. Terms beginning 2-7-2023 to 2-14-2023. It's actually two specific days. Those are the days they would like to use it from 12:30 to 4:30.
I'll move approval of items 7 through 10. And if you guys get any opportunity to go watch as they train, it's kind of entertaining. As one time, maybe 10 years ago, I was watching them as they were training and they busted out the car, ran away, you know, and the cops were trying to chase after them, they got away. And then one of the people that they were training with snuck around, jumped in the cop car, and took off. And you heard several cops swear. So not a good training day for that particular cops.
I understand they're looking for someone with a ponytail and a goatee.
Yes, they are.
I'll send it.
I used to call it. I was waiting for Bob to make the comment. I'm like, I'm going to put this on a ponytail and just wait for Bob.
We've had a lot of meetings back-to-back intense lately, so this is a little relief. Thank you for that. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. Next up, for our health department, Director Brian Hatch has one item.
Hello, Commission. Before you is an amendment with the Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Surveillance, our contract. This is just increasing us our funds for the next fiscal year in the amount of $7,154, beginning 10-1 of 22, running through 9-29 of 2023.
Great.
I'll move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Human Resources, we have our generalist Mindy Adams up to present number 12.
Hi, Commissioners. We are seeking approval of a change to Davis County Merit Ordinance Chapter 7, certification of eligible applicants from registers. This will help us speed up the recruitment process. This has been forwarded to not only our administrative officers, the civil attorney's office, and the DCA president. They've all given us some positive feedback on that change.
Fantastic. You want to say specifically how it speeds up recruitment?
Yeah, we're eliminating the requirement to post internally for 5 days, going directly to the public. The hiring managers will be asked still to review internal candidates first, but this will definitely increase that need to fill some of our key positions and help with the competitive market we have right now. So.
I'll make a motion that we approve item 12.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Mindy.
Thanks so much.
All right, Information Systems Director Mark Langston, you've got just one.
Yes, Commissioners, thank you. Today I'm here to ask you to ratify the various contracts for our users of ReadyWeb systems and the recorder's information. If you'd like, I can read those if you don't want those or...
Let's see, so these are users requesting access to online recorder information via
subscriptions into our internal land database.
Yeah. Commissioners, would you like him to read it?
I don't need to have it read.
Yeah, I think we're pretty familiar with this, Mark. Okay. Thank you for that offer. And the receivable is in varied amounts.
Right.
All right.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. And then our Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Andy Oblad. Looks like you have just one as well today.
Yes, good morning. I'm Andy Oblad.
This is for the number 14's approval of the release of liability, waiver of rights, and participation agreement for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, or SCRAM. And this is related to participants 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
So real quick, Andy, so every week, these are probably some that are going to our facility that we now have. And so every week we're picking up 5 to 6 people that are going to this program. It seems like we're always having 5 or 6 every week.
Yeah, and these are new participants each time, is my understanding.
Okay.
And so, but they don't go into the medical wing, do they? Or is that where the testing is kind of set up? Or the?
Or is these the receiving center?
We're using not the receiving center, but do you know where the work center is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I believe that's where they're running it out of right now.
Okay.
And I don't know if eventually they're going to take it over to the jail, but right now I think that's where they're doing it.
Okay. Yeah, not yet the medical wing. Okay.
Which is kind of nice because they don't have to get into the jail.
Yes, right. It's a lot more complex to get into the jail.
The terms of this is receivable in varied amounts based on tests used, monitoring fees, begins upon final signature, and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program.
Very good. Thank you.
I'll make a motion of approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, we have one consent item. I move approval of the January 17, 2023 regular commission meeting minutes that we have read.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's give that second to Commissioner Elliott for the minutes, people.
Good.
Simultaneous. Good.
I move that we recess Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration under the property tax register, under auditor adjustments, you have a report with recommended approved appeals totaling $40,000. You have 3 reports, 1 in no change in value recommended, 1 with withdrawn appeals, and hearing findings. Those have various properties recommended, all have no value attached to those. Under corrections, you have 23 veteran exemption tax abatement requests for the year 2022. And under your assessor adjustments, you have assessor corrections with a report totaling $152,550. And that completes your property tax register for January 31st, 2023.
Thank you, Curtis.
I'd make a motion that we approve the property tax register presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I make a motion that we go back, or we go out of the Board of Equalization back into our regular commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Okay. That brings us to the part everyone looks forward to. And
can we take a vote on that?
No. So any comment from our elected clerk? Elected finance executive.
No comment, thank you.
All right.
No
attorney,
comment.
Civil attorney. Okay. Commissioner Elliott.
Nah, no comment.
Nothing today. And Commissioner Stevenson.
No. You need to ask.
Sometimes you
when
have
Neil comments, I'll comment.
You have very important things when you do. Okay, very important one from me. Friday, last week was the point in time count. We don't have the data from that yet, but when we do, I will bring that. That's to count how many individuals were found experiencing homelessness in Davis County from year to year. It's a national activity, and it's a big one. It helps us track that in our county, which is challenging everywhere. And then Friday, we had our Davis County Community Resilience Symposium. 5th year, big turnout. We could finally come back in person. The last time we were in person was 2020 in January, pre-pandemic. And at that point, we filled up the conference center with the maximum that we'd saved, which was like 300 there. Now our facility is the Davis Tech Allied Health Building, where they have that large room, which is just the perfect site for now and moving forward. They are one of the several sponsors of this event. Lots of stakeholders for resilience. As I opened that meeting, I mentioned that resilience is an important trait for individuals. It is an important activity to be worked on because you can actually grow resilience within families, within organizations, and it's a very important effort and initiative by public health and mental health. And if we've ever wondered whether resilience is important, you can look at suicide numbers. You can look at the things that we seem to be increasingly experiencing with, which are very difficult. In 2020, after we'd already started a community resilience symposium, we had a pandemic. We had an earthquake, the magnitude which hadn't been in this area for a long time, 100 years something. And we actually had a flood. We had fires. We had civil unrest. We had so very many things all in 1 year. And these aren't getting further apart, challenges to individuals, families, and organizations and communities. They are, seem to be coming kind of one upon the next. And so this is an effort that started with the human service directors, all of the partners that the county has in the community that decided it was time to really work on this. Interestingly, the state is working on this. And so it's a topic. It's a big, important effort, and it was very successful. So that was data and experts who spoke to it that day, and it can be reviewed. So I'm not going to review it here. I'm just going to direct people to the three expert speakers who all presented, and you can continue to view these online through the county's site on YouTube, and we'll share that out in our digital newsletter so that those who were not able to attend live can review it after the fact. And hundreds, guess what? Thousands and thousands and thousands of people have watched these from Davis County through the state and beyond. So I'm super proud of the effort of our human services director and particularly our health department and our behavioral health partner, which is Davis Behavioral Health. With that, we'll share that out, and thanks to all who participated, and thanks for being here today. We'll adjourn at 10:29.